Module 11, Examples of Collaborative Business Writing. Collaborative writing is an important part of any business and can be done for a number of purposes. Writing in groups and teams has proven its ability to aid in problem solving, critical thinking, and even social skills. For these reasons and more, companies will take advantage of the knowledge employees offer and use collaborative writing on a number of projects and tasks. Writing emails. Although collaborative writing is more commonly done for larger group projects, it is not entirely overlooked for smaller projects as well, such as writing memos or emails. Collaborative emails are common among a group of employees because the internet allows members to connect online and submit their portion when it is convenient for them. Many collaborative emails are sent from a group representative to a third party, such as a manager or supervisor, although they can also be used for a mass email campaign. Some examples include an email report, in which a group of employees sends their portion of the work or update to a designated editor. This editor then combines everyone's information into one solid email and then sends this to the appropriate manager, team leader, or supervisor. From this point, the recipient can see everybody's contributions at once, but can still reply with individual messages if needed. Common examples of collaborative emails: project status report emails, which include email updates from team members; email marketing campaigns, different parts written by different writers; email newsletters, including articles written by a group of contribution writers. Writing reports. Collaborative reports are a very common business tool because they allow employees from different departments and job titles to combine information into one source. Although there are many different ways of forming and designing collaborative reports, the process is generally the same. The different components needed for the report are usually divided up among a team of people, and they are assigned to complete them by a certain deadline. A person is normally designated as the team leader or editor who is in charge of gathering the different aspects of the project from the various contributors and putting things together for some sort of presentation. Once assembled, the report can display information from a number of different departments and offer different perspectives from those involved in the project or task. Common examples of collaborative reports: annual reports presented to shareholders, sales and marketing reports for a certain department, progress reports presented to upper management. Writing training manuals. Training manuals can be written for a number of purposes, including employee training, training for learning something new, or simply teaching how to operate materials and equipment. They are often a very big task to finish. Although they can be done solely by one person, it is usually not recommended due to the complexity of the project, as well as the need for unbiased instruction. When assigned with creating some form of training manual, it is best recommended to divide these topics into different sections for writers and trainers to create. Common sections include the introduction to the new material, forms of instruction, teaching and learning examples, some form of conclusion, and a section for additional help and resources. If several writers work on one section individually and then collaborate their work with the other writers at the end of the project, these manuals can be created in no time and can reach its trainees much faster. Common examples of collaborative training manuals: training manual for new employees, training manual for a certain skill, i.e. public speaking, creative writing, etc., training manual for operating equipment. Writing company handbooks. Company handbooks can be created for a number of reasons, but generally they are used to define a company and inform its readers about the different parts of the company. These handbooks can include information such as company mission statements, history or facts, employee information, and even ways of obtaining more information about the company, such as through a public relations manager or human resources. Company handbooks can range in sizes and depends on what information the company is choosing to publish. Handbooks designed for new employees or clients will have more information about the company's history and what sort of business they are doing currently. Company handbooks for places such as universities or charity organizations may focus more on the reader and how the reader can learn more about the company. In any manner, handbooks are best divided among a team of members to complete. Since handbooks require information about the company as a whole, it is best to obtain written pieces from the various departments, such as human resources, accounting, marketing, or even administration. When the representative of the department contributes to the project, the information is well informed and unbiased, so the final handbook is a great example of the many different aspects of the company. Common examples of collaborative company handbooks: company handbooks presented to potential clients, company handbooks distributed to students at a university or college, company handbooks given to new employees. Case study. Angela was excited about working on a collaborative project for the new training manual being produced. She had worked on collaborative reports in the past, but she knew that working on the manual would be a large project. After the first meeting, Angela was assigned her portion to work on and set out to complete it. In between sessions, Angela spoke with some of her other team members and found out what they were working on. Many of them had different sections or objectives of the manual to work on, so it was interesting to Angela to see what parts everyone else had. When the deadline approached, Angela and her team came together to put all of the finished parts into one final piece. Angela enjoyed working on the manual more than she did her other collaborative projects, so she asked the team leader to keep her in mind for any future projects.